Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, how are you feeling these days? Sun is going to be shining today, but if there's days, you know, in a row, do you get a little depressed? Do you feel a little sad? Well, for some people, that feeling goes on continually rather than saying, okay, tomorrow, sun is shining, I'll feel better again. So, I'm not an expert, but I ran across some information about SAD, that is seasonal affective disorder. And this information comes from the National Institute of Mental Health and from Mayo Clinic. So it's a good thing to just take a look at yourself or people you know and going, well, maybe this needs a little more attention. And get some assistance with this. But it's normal, of course, to have some days when you feel down. But when it goes on, and in addition to feeling sad, feeling really low energy, and either sleeping way too much or not being able to sleep at all, being irritable, you know, if when the season changes, you see in a person that they're just irritable all the time. There's never any good time, good days. Another symptom would be having trouble concentrating, focusing on job or school, or doing the things that maybe you love reading and that's no longer possible. So trouble concentrating. And it's interesting that one of the symptoms can either be a lot of weight gain because you may be wanting more carbohydrates, or there can be a seasonal affective disorder in spring and summer. We usually think of it as winter time, but it can also be spring, summer. And usually the opposite's here. If it's winter, there's weight gain. If it's spring, summer, it's weight loss, unexplained weight loss. And finally, suicidal thoughts. I just can't go on. And what's the solution? So take a look at your symptoms, at other people's symptoms. And of course, there may be lots of other reasons why people get depressed and have low energy and so on. So one of the difficulties really is with SAD is defining that's what it is rather than something else. But it needs attention. If all those symptoms and more are there, then it certainly needs attention. Well, what causes seasonal affective disorder, SAD? These are some of the factors that the experts say come into play. The person's biological clock, their circadian rhythm, because the reduced level of sunlight in fall and winter may cause that, but it also may be, as I said, could also be a spring-summer kind of reaction. Another one is serotonin levels, a drop in serotonin, a brain chemical that affects mood, might play a role in SAD. And reduced sunlight can cause a drop in serotonin that may trigger that depression. Melatonin levels. The change in season can disrupt the balance of the body's level of melatonin, which plays a role in sleep patterns and mood. Some other things to consider in addition to those causes are the risk factors. Seasonal affective disorder is diagnosed more often in women than in men, and SAD occurs more frequently in younger adults than in older adults. So factors that may increase the risk is family history. People with SAD may be more likely to have blood relatives with SAD or another form of depression. Another risk factor is having major depression or bipolar disorder, and it may get worse during the winter or whichever season, but still have those basic symptoms and conditions. Well, here's an interesting one. relates to some of the other things we've talked about. Living far from the equator. SAD appears to be more common among people who live far north or south of the equator, and this may be due to that decreased sunlight during the winter and longer days during the summer. Another risk that seems to have been proven is low level of vitamin D. Vitamin D is produced in the skin when it's exposed to sunlight, and vitamin D can help to boost serotonin activity. Less sunlight and not getting enough vitamin D from foods are other sources that may result in low levels in your body. What about treatments? Well, let's first go to diagnosis. If you, again, yourself, or you think you know somebody, or you know that this is something going on, how is SAD diagnosed? Well, it's pretty specific and yet not so specific. They must have symptoms of major depression or more specific symptoms, as we've talked about. The depressive episodes must occur during specific seasons. As we said, there are a number of reasons for depression, but if it's going to be diagnosed as SAD, then this depression is very much related to the seasons, either fall, winter, or spring, summer. And it's not likely that a person would have both of those. The episodes must be reached more frequent than other depressive episodes that a person may have had at other times of the year during their lifetime. So it is this specific disease, SAD, is a bit difficult to diagnose. How is it treated? Well, so far they've found a number of ways that it might be treated, and they are through light therapy, psychotherapy, antidepressant medications, and vitamin D. As it makes just so much sense to think about being treated with light therapy for the winter and fall months, if that's one of the causes, then, of course, it makes sense to use some light therapy to treat this disease. Psychotherapy, it is a disease of the mind, so psychotherapy would be a help. And then, of course, with many diseases, our treatment might be medications. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has approved several types of antidepressants that can help with this disease. And then vitamin D. We mentioned that vitamin D, a lack of vitamin D or a low amount of vitamin D might be the cause. So a treatment could be adding vitamin D, nutritional supplements, to see if that makes a difference. And of course, the body can be diagnosed whether there's a low level of vitamin D. Now, this not from the two sources that I mentioned, but from a group of people who say your nutrition is going to make a big difference. And I think it's kind of interesting when you look at what they are recommending. It kind of relates to, well, we all should be eating these things. But they, in this article, talks about specifically relating to some of those causes, vitamin D, serotonin, melatonin, that's a pesticide. Anyhow, bananas. Well, we get recommended to eat bananas all the time because of their high level of potassium. Green leafy vegetables, oily fish, yogurt, nuts, and whole grains. Those are the kinds of foods that these folks say can really help us with the symptoms of SAD. It seems to me that it helps us with lots of diseases, lots of illnesses, and lots of problems we may have. Goes back to hey, let's just do a basically good diet, which means a variety of all kinds of food without going overboard on any of them. The daily variety of a variety of foods. One last thing, what about prevention of SAD? There's no known way to prevent the development of seasonal affective disorder, but you can take steps to manage the symptoms and prevent them from getting worse over time. So trying to work through with your mental health and other health professionals would be a good idea to help, help treat, diagnose and treat SAD, seasonal affective disorder. Until next time, here's a thought. You rarely have time for everything you want in this life, so you need to make choices. Make choices for your good health.